Hello, everyone. Welcome to our webinar today and happy Halloween. I kind of kept forgetting it was Halloween today, hence I have no costume on. But of course, I had to pick a scary topic for today because it's a spooky day and this is definitely a spooky topic. What else is scarier than a social media crisis happening? So it's very fitting for the day today. And we'll do a quick round of intros here. So my name is Alyssa, and I'm a community manager here at Heyorka. So I work on our webinars, our newsletter, our Facebook group. And I just want to shout out our Facebook group, actually, because today we just hit 10,000 people in our Facebook group, which is crazy. So thank you to everyone who's in the group. And if you're interested in joining the group, I can pop the link to it in the chat, but exciting day over there. And I'll now pass it to my lovely guest, Sadie.
Hi, everyone. My name's Sadie. Oh, well done on the Facebook, by the way. That's really good news. But hi, my name is Sadie. I am a marketing manager at Creative Pod. Creative Pod is a full service marketing website and design agency. So, of course, as part of that, we do a lot of social media and we've been using Heyorka for a couple of years now, which we love. But obviously, as part of that as well, unfortunately, we do have social media crisis. So, yeah, it would be a good topic to discuss with you all.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, we're so excited to have you here. I knew we needed an expert on the topic to be here with us today. So we're very excited to have you.
Perfect. Thank you. Right, I'll get started. Cool. So just a little bit of an agenda. So today I'll just sort of go over just a bit about me, although we have mostly covered that anyway. The first signs of a social media crisis, and then making a plan and sort of the damage control around that. And then I've got a couple of examples for you and stuff as well to share, and then what to do next after this has happened. So about me, as I said already, I'm a marketing manager at Creative Pod. I think obviously because we're full service, social media is one of the main sort of things that we cover here. It's pretty much the bread and butter of our marketing. So we use Heyorka daily and we absolutely love it. You know, we're very fortunate that we've not had too many social media crises, but we have had a couple. So we have had experience and stuff in this. And I think every time we've had one, we've just learned from what's happened before and then kind of move forward from there. So unfortunately, we're all probably going to have one at some point. But yeah, hopefully you don't all come across this too much in your careers.
Better to always be prepared.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. So first signs of a social media crisis. Now, I just wanted to kick off by saying never panic. In our agency, we have two mottos, one which is on our wall, which I won't say here, but if you go over to my LinkedIn, you'll see what it is. and then our marketing one is just never panic. We always say to each other, you know, we love all working in marketing, but at the end of the day, we're not here to save lives. Like, we do it because we're in creative spaces and that's great. But just take a moment, take a breath and just talk to your team before and just never panic. We always say just never panic unless you have to. So that is my first sort of tip to always remember when you come across a crisis.
ER, not ER.
Absolutely. That is brilliant. I love that. I just think it's a really good motto to keep in mind. Like, you know, we're not surgeons, but, you know, we're in the creative space, which is fantastic, but we have time to come up with plans. So yeah, I'm going to use that one, Laura. Thank you. Cool. So signs to look out for then. So I think with this, obviously, you've got kind of the basic ones that you're going to have. So your client might come to you immediately and just, you know, come to you with a crisis and be like, we need your help with this. This has kind of happened in our business. You know, what can we do? But there are some sort of other signs and stuff that you can look out for as well. So, you know, if you see a massive spike in your engagement and you haven't put out a post that you kind of was expecting that engagement, you know, I think that's quite a good indication that something's going on. Also, if you're starting to get a load of negative comments and reviews and stuff that are coming in and flooding in, especially if you're doing any paid ads as well and you're starting to see it come on there, obviously that's something that you know that is being fed that you need to have a look at. Negative press releases and sort of news headlines as well. So I think just having a look at that and just, you know, if you're doing press releases for your clients and particularly if you're working with one sort of like in the finance space or the legal space, and you're going out with a press release and then all of a sudden you're getting a load of stuff back that you don't usually get. They're sort of the signs that we look out for. But I think from my experience, most of the time it's been like a comment on social media or something's been said that shouldn't have been said, or a client has rung us and gone, ah, something's happened. We need your help with it immediately. So have a look for those trends and just sort of see what's coming in. So when that sort of happens then, so this is where we get into sort of like the nitty-gritty of it and everything. So if a social media crisis is happening, I think first things first that you need to do, like I said, never panic, keep that in your mind, but then gather your team together. So who do you need in this team as well, I think is really important. So it might be that you'll work in different departments. You might have a PR team, an organic social team, and your web team. In some agencies, you cross over between all of that. So it's just kind of working out who you need to be involved with this, because you don't want too many people involved. You don't want to grab your whole marketing team and have too many different opinions and too many people working on the same thing, because then that's when things can go wrong internally. So, you know, just have a little think about who you need involved and kind of grab the most relevant people to bring them into this situation so you can discuss what you need to do with the plan. And then be reactive at the beginning as well. So monitor the news and monitor your social media platforms. One thing that we do as well is that we set up Google Alerts. We do this for many other things and stuff as well, but it's really good if you're, you know, if your finance company has come to you and said, this is the issue, and there's a couple of keywords in there that we can really hook onto and be like, okay, pop that into your Google Trends. And then if anything comes out in the news or any press or anything like that, you will immediately be sort of alerted to it. So that's just being reactive and just making sure that you're monitoring what's going on across all of your social media platforms, looking at your Google reviews, anything like that. Lovely. And then we kind of move on to assessing and responding. So first of all, we just need to assess the situation. And on my next slide, I've got a couple of examples so I can help with this sort of into practice. But just assess what's going on. You know, is it someone that's left a comment on social media that's gone absolutely mad? You know, you can't control the comments. Is it a bad press release? Is it a negative review? Just sort of assess it first and work out what's gone on. And then from there, develop your strategy. So, you know, this will depend on what's happened, obviously, within social media. If someone has left a negative comment, ideally we want to, you know, address that, but we want to make sure that we do it in the right way. So again, it's making sure we're bringing in the right people, speaking to the right teams, and just making sure you handle that. We've had it before where a client has immediately like deleted everything, and then another comment came on another post, and we were like, okay, if you'd asked us first, we would have said not to do that, just so, you know, that I think that was kind of the panic there. So sort of developing that strategy and then choosing your right channels as well. So even if you've had, you know, a bad press release come in, it's not a bad shout to also put something out on your social media or perhaps a message on your website with a banner or something like that, depending on what the topic is about, just so that people can see that you've addressed it and you're very aware of this and you're handling it in the right way. So just making sure you're choosing the right channels. Equally, on the reverse to that, perhaps you'd want to keep it away from social. Sometimes it can then make things worse. So it's just sort of seeing what the situation is and then deciding what best channels it is to sort of go out and talk about it. You know, this one, be transparent and be honest. Like I said, with that just quick example there, you know, if a company has messed up, sometimes you just have to put your hands up and then go out with it and make an apology. So I think just be honest and transparent when it comes to things like that. Don't try to hide from it, and don't try to make the situation worse, which is one of my examples, actually, when I go on to that, will sort of highlight that point there. And then again, just communicating with the relevant people at all times. And that moves on to the internal communication as well. So I think once you've got your team and you put this whole strategy and stuff together, just remember that you're communicating externally to your clients, but also internally. So if you've brought in two people from your social media team, just make sure you're communicating with them so that there's no cross wires and people aren't doing the wrong things and everything like that. So internally and externally, I think, are both equally important when it comes to this. And then a little tip that I have for you here, just because, again, we've had this happen, so we've definitely learned from this one. If something comes in, if it's a press release or your social media that's happened, just remember to have someone ready to have a look at your scheduled content. So, you know, I don't know how you all work and everything, but with us, we schedule content quite far in advance for our clients. We usually do sort of like a month sort of ahead for their proactive content, and then we do reactive alongside that. But with that in mind, if a bad press release has come out or a really bad post, and then all of a sudden you've got another one of your scheduled posts going out being like, oh, congratulations to so-and-so on their promotion, it just doesn't look very good if you're dealing with bad press at the same time as putting something else out. So that's just a little tip for you, just to check what you've got scheduled going out and just pause any activity in your social batches in Hayorka, just because you don't want that going out with something really good sitting alongside something that's really bad.
I love that tip because I feel like if you're, you know, a social media crisis comes up, your mind is kind of everywhere and you're not really thinking about what's going out already that you have scheduled. So that is a very good tip to just like take a second, look what's going out, pause it, move it to a different day. Because yeah, that will just make everything worse that's happening. So yeah, that's a really good tip. I had a question. So when you've had this happen in the past, do clients usually like, do they usually like panic and start to do their own thing, or do they like pause and involve you? Because I can picture clients being like seeing it and immediately, you know, yeah, like you said, deleting it or getting involved when they don't actually know how to handle it.
So a bit of both, to be honest. I would say the clients that we've worked with for longer know us well and know that we would say to them, come to us first, like 100% come to us. We can come up with a plan. We can help with this. I think some of our newer clients who perhaps haven't worked with us for as long and, you know, we're still sort of finding our feet and stuff, they might sort of panic and kind of deal with it themselves. But the majority of them do come to us first just because, you know, they're not sure how to handle it. And I think they just want the advice on what they should be doing. Especially like social media is so far out of their area of like passion and expertise and stuff. That's why they hire us in the first place. So yeah, majority of the time they do come to us, which is good. It's just the odd one where they've accidentally done something and then we're like, oh God, we should come to us first.
Totally. I've had clients act on their own first and then come back to me with their head in their hands to fix it.
Yeah, which again, I think you can still kind of follow this plan, but obviously you're just a bit further down the line. So it's just kind of working out what you need to do on top of what they've then obviously gone back to them and stuff as well. So I think you can still follow this plan, but it's just slightly different if that's happened. So a couple of examples and stuff for you then. So one of the most recent ones that we've had is we work with a company called Frost Group here in the UK. And I'm not sure if you all might have heard of someone called Viral Ventures UK, but they are known for operating the Quirky Dining Experiences Karen Cafe, which is the ones where they're allowed to be like rude people and stuff in the cafes. So recently, basically, they just went into liquidation and everything. And they contacted the Frost Group and said, like, we need your help with this. You know, we're not quite sure what to do. It's affecting, I think it was over 70 members of staff, you know, and there was a lot of claims and all stuff like this. So Frost Group, one of our long-standing clients, who've worked with them for years, they came to us and basically said, we need help with the announcement of the liquidation. And they wanted that through sort of PR and a social media strategy. Their main goal was to sort of raise awareness about this, of the liquidation process and what had happened. Sort of highlighting what had happened to the customers and everyone sort of involved, but then also providing a solution to make sure that they had the right resources and everything in place, and then just sort of managing that public perception. So this is quite a good one, actually. I mean, we had a bit more time with this one, which is sometimes that we don't always have in a social media crisis. But with this one, you know, Frost Group came to us. They said, oh, this is what we need to do. Can you let us know what you recommend and sort of the time frame from that? So we had a bit more time with this one to go out, but it was just making sure that we went out, you know, with the correct language, the correct tone of voice and everything to the public. So, you know, it didn't get any worse, to be honest. So that one was quite a manageable sort of one. I think the next one that I'm moving on to is the one that was a bit more of like of a crisis and stuff. And this is where we had to act really quickly. So we work with a fertility clinic, again, in the UK. And basically, we were running some paid ads for them. And someone left a comment on one of their ads and a negative comment on one of their ads. And before they came to us to ask what they should do, unfortunately, they responded. And they accidentally responded by also letting out some patient information, which is obviously a breach of confidentiality. They honestly didn't mean to. They were trying to say it in a really good way and trying to be really positive, but they just accidentally said the wrong things. And then before you know it, there were hundreds of comments going on here, you know, sort of people saying, you've leached confidentiality, this is private, everything like this. And the comments just went on and on and on. Our clients came to us a little bit later and then were sending us screenshots and like, oh, this is what's happened. What should we do now? Can you advise on what we should do? So first things first, we were like, okay, we gathered our team on our end. It was myself involved and my director. So it was us two from there. And then we grabbed one of our social media specialists as well. That's all we kind of needed from our end at this stage. We sat down, we had a look at all the comments, we're seeing and what had been done and everything like that. And then basically we're like, let's just, no more comments from the client side. We're like, just take a breath. Don't write anything more. We need to work out what's being done here. It got to the point really where the client wanted us to take the comment down. We didn't recommend that, just because I think that makes the situation worse. It looks like you're trying to hide from things and stuff. So the comment was left up. We drafted a response for them, basically saying like, oh, you know, please could we get in touch with you to discuss this privately? And basically just asking to kind of go down that route. And then we also advise our client, we were like, we would recommend that you reach out to your legal rep for some advice on this, because it's kind of beyond the marketing crisis. It then kind of went in to a little bit more legal side. But after they left that comment to the woman and sort of apologized and asked if they could speak about it privately, things calmed down, thank God. And then everyone kind of forgot about it in a couple of days, which was good. But I think this was a really good example of, you know, loop us in first so we can help. You know, there was no panic from our end, even though there was a lot of comments and stuff going on. We were like, this, you know, we can still handle this. And we just advised them of the right process sort of thing, sort of going to legal and going from there.
Do you include crisis management in your client contracts, or do you only approach it if a situation arises?
Oh, that is a good question. We only approach it if the situation arises, to be honest. So within our contracts, we'll have sort of like full social media support. And I suppose in a way that does cover the crisis, just because we, you know, we hope we don't get them too often, to be honest. So yeah, we don't necessarily include it, but it is kind of part of the full service support that we offer.
We have another question here. How would you handle a situation where an influencer you worked with is getting negative heat on them?
Okay. As in like if an influencer has worked with one of our clients and then they're getting the negative response?
Yeah, or if like the influencer is your client, like how would you go about kind of getting them out of that situation?
Okay. To be honest, I would still use our same process. I think no matter who we were dealing with, whether it was, you know, a client, whether that's sort of companies or agencies or anything like that, or influencer, I would still use the same process. I think with them, we would just have to consider a few more sort of routes. So for example, you know, we would have to talk to their manager and sort of to anyone that they have on their team and stuff as well, just to make sure that whatever we recommend is okay to put out. And I think if they've got anyone sort of like legal or admin and everything and stuff like that as well, I would want to loop in them just to make sure that we're all on the same page and that we all agree with what we're putting out. I think with them as well, it'd be really important to be transparent, especially if they're in, you know, as an influencer and they've, you know, they've got the people that sort of look up to them and stuff like that. I think they're in a more difficult position than some of the clients that we would deal with. So I think the transparency would be really key with them. But again, I wouldn't advise them to go out and say anything until they've spoken to us and to their sort of internal team and stuff as well. But I think we would just have to work together with that one just to work out the best response.
Yeah, definitely. And when it comes to influencers, it can be so different. Like it can be very like someone could be, you know, getting canceled or someone's maybe just, you know, going crazy online. You never know. It's very different situations when it comes to influencers. And then we'll answer this one more question and then I'll let you continue on to your next example. Jeff says, how do you go about vetting influencers to avoid a social media crisis? So I guess if any of your clients work with influencers, how do you pick the perfect one?
So we spend a lot of time researching when it comes to influencers, to be honest. So depending on the client that we're working with, we will do a lot of research to see firstly who's out there, sort of what their social media following is, what they do on their posts, sort of, you know, are they proactive? Are they nice and reactive? You know, are they nice and positive? And then we would go back to the client and sort of recommend which ones we would say would be a good fit for them to help them sort of represent their brand. I think then when we start working with influencers as well, we, you know, we will have a contract in place with them just to make sure that they are abiding by the rules that we've set out and vice versa. So for example, you know, if we said it's a couple of social posts a month and this is what we want the content to be about, we would make sure we have that contract in place so that, you know, we have that to go back to. And the ones that we've worked with in the past, we've worked really closely with And in some cases, you know, we've sent over the content to them and they're happy just to post that. And then in other cases, they might just come to us and be like, how's this for the content? And then we can approve it and make sure that it fits in with the influencer and with our client so that we can hopefully avoid any crisis.
Nice. Yes, that's perfect. Yeah, I think that's all the questions right now.
Lovely. Cool. So the last one then, I just kind of wanted to take us all back to the United Airlines incident that happened a couple of years ago. I'm sure you all remember, but it was the one where the passenger was forcibly removed from the plane. Mm-hmm. And I remember from this, obviously, it was a PR nightmare, but it was also a social media nightmare because the way that they just handled the situation, I think, was just wrong from the beginning. But yeah, so they overbooked the flight and then they forcibly dragged someone off the airplane. And nowadays, you just can't get away from social media. You know, everything was filmed and the video went viral on social and everything. So, and I think the reason I wanted to give this one as an example is because we can learn what not to do from this. I was reading back on it and I was just like, oh my God, what they did afterwards, it just wasn't the right thing. So first of all, they blamed the passenger for being like really disruptive and not sort of cooperating and stuff with them, to the point where they were almost blaming the passenger for everything that happened. And then only after the backlash and after all the social media comments and the PR and the everything in the news, did they only then just really apologize. So I think lessons learned from this one, and I understand, you know, this is on a national scale in comparison to maybe some of the brands and stuff that we all work with, but don't wait to apologize. That goes back to what I was saying before about being really transparent, being open and being honest. You know, don't wait to apologize. If you've messed up, if your client's messed up, we recommend that you have to apologize. It's the best thing to do. And it's the only way that we're going to have a solution. You know, hold your hands up and do the right thing. You know, in most cases, never blame the victim. As you always say in a restaurant, you know, the customer's always right. I think just keeping that in mind. And then again, just making sure your internal communication is in check as well, because I believe there are some issues with the internal communication and stuff with all this and everything as well. And it's just a key reminder that, you know, phones are everywhere. So no matter what marketing we're doing, any social media, anyone can access it at all times from a phone. So, yeah, I just thought that one was a really interesting one to bring to the table just because they did everything so wrong, and it helps us understand what we can do and learn from that to make sure we don't follow what they followed.
Oh my gosh. Yes. When I think about this one, I just think how stressful it is to have an airline as a client, probably just because things are always happening with airlines. People are always filming things and all of that. So I can just imagine how stressful that probably is for whatever team is dealing with all of that.
Definitely. Yeah. 100%. I think it's just on such a bigger scale, but yes. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So then what to do next after this then? So obviously you've had your plan and everything together. You've gone out with the strategy and stuff that you recommend. Everything has finally calmed down. There's been no panic at all, but what do we do next? So I think first and foremost, you know, just reflect and review. Sort of reflect on what's happened, review everything, review the process and stuff that you've done, and just make sure, especially if this is the first time that you're having to deal with this, you know, by all means, no one's perfect. We've had to deal with this for the first time once, and we've only just got better with it by learning what the best strategy is. Something that we found really helpful was just to produce sort of findings in a report. So if, you know, social media crisis, just making sure that you're keeping track of that, any sort of reports and stuff that you can pull that you can just kind of keep on file. So if it does happen again, and touch wood, not very often, at least you've got that to refer back to, just to sort of reflect from there. And then I think, do you need to recap on anything? So if you've got your team together and you're all obviously working well together and everything like that, I think just recapping and just making sure that nothing's been missed, making sure that the tasks that you set out at the beginning to your PR team, your social media team, your managers and stuff like that, making sure you've gone back over that and that everything's been covered and that you've done everything that you wanted to do, you know, for this sort of crisis. Going back to what I said before about making sure that you pause the activity, make sure you go back to that as well, and then just reactivate everything when the time is right. Usually we like to keep it leave it a couple of days to let the dust settle a little bit after something like this has happened, particularly on social. I think if you go out too soon with another post, it can look a bit insensitive, and depending on what it is again, I think that then annoys people again. So just leaving it a good amount of time, and then making sure you're going back to anything that you had scheduled on Heyorka, and then just making sure that you've moved it around and that you haven't forgotten about your content that you did pause in the first place. And then lastly, just thinking about what you can improve. I think with this one, speaking to the team, speaking to your clients, especially if you have had the clients that's come to you where they've left it too late or they've responded first, you know, even speaking to them and having an open adult conversation and just being like, this is how we can improve next time if it does happen again. And internally with your teams, you know, as you were going through the process, if you spotted anything that you thought, oh, maybe we could do that differently next time. Obviously, in the moment, you're not necessarily going to keep a note of that, but for next time you can, and just making sure that you're improving so that as time goes on, you'll be able to deal with these sort of much easier and a more sort of efficient way.
Totally. Yeah. And I love the very first one, like reflect and review, because, you know, the first time you deal with something like this, you're definitely not going to deal with it perfectly. So it's good to, you know, look at how you dealt with it and what can you do for the next time. And then you'll just get better and better every time. Mm-hmm. Because you can be, definitely you can be prepared, but you never really know until you're actually in it and dealing with it. So I love that. We do have a question from Emily. Do you have any wisdom on what isn't a crisis? Just knowing everything on social upsets people, but isn't necessarily a crisis.
Oh, that is a great question. And yeah, I mean, that one can be quite difficult, I suppose. It depends on your client that you're working with. So if I was to take the fertility one as the example again, we immediately knew that was a crisis because, first of all, the negative comments were really bad. And then because they accidentally said about, you know, the information, it then crossed over into that confidentiality. So immediately we were like, well, this, we know this shouldn't have happened. I think with them as well, sometimes they do just get bad comments because it's a sensitive, you know, subject that they're dealing with fertility and stuff like that. So sometimes there will just be some bad comments from people that haven't had a good experience, but it's not necessarily one that's escalated. So it might just be one bad comment and maybe one other person has liked it and something like that. And that's kind of it. So I think with those situations, you kind of just have to analyze them at the time and see, is it escalating? Is it getting worse? Or is it just the odd bad comment? You know, same if you had like a really bad Google review and then someone used that Google review and went onto social and stuff like that, you can see that escalating. But if it's just the odd one here and there, and like you said, Emily, it's just, you know, people do just get upset on social, then unfortunately we can't manage every single one. I think it's just looking out for those key bits where it's getting worse and you can see it sort of escalating across different channels and other people sort of getting involved.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, if you're noticing it getting out of hand, it's like, okay, that's when it's kind of crossing the line into crisis zone.
Yeah.
And then we do have a question from Lauren. Any insight on continuing crisis that doesn't seem to resolve?
Thankfully, we've been quite lucky that we've not been in that position yet. I think all of the ones we have, we've managed to resolve, which is really good. But I really appreciate that sometimes things don't resolve and things take a lot longer. I think when that situation arises, you have to assess it in the moment and then work out what the next plan's going to be. It might be that you get to the point where you have to bring in bigger teams. Perhaps you need to bring in legal teams or advice and stuff from other people, perhaps advice from your HR, and just being like, what would you recommend at this stage? Because there's only so much we can do as social media managers. And that is covering what we are good at, the social media, the press release, the news and stuff like that. I think if it's still ongoing and you can see it escalating and not resolving, then at that point we kind of have to admit defeat and be like, okay, we need to bring in some other parties here to help out. That's what I would recommend at that stage. I think within time, everything will always sort of die down, but I appreciate it can take a bit longer than some sort of cases.
And another question that I had was, so if you paused your content and when you were dealing with it, how, and I know it probably depends on like the severity of what happened, but how long would you recommend someone pause for? Because, I think it can depend on, you know, how bad the situation was, but what would you recommend?
Yeah, I agree. I think it does depend. I think, again, the fertility one is probably the best example to go back to. I think we left it about 5 days afterwards. Yeah. A week we felt like was sort of too long, to be honest. We just felt like it looked as if we were waiting to leave it for that long, whereas with that kind of 4 to 5 day mark, I think, is your sweet spot there. Yeah. I think the day after, or the, you know, 2 days after, it looks a little bit too soon. Whereas I think with that 4 to sort of 5 day, you know, by then, hopefully the situation has resolved, or people have sort of forgotten about it or moved on from the comments and stuff like that, as we know that happens a lot in social. Yeah. So I would kind of keep it around that 4 to 5 as the sweet spot.
Nice. Yeah, I think about how sometimes companies will do like big layoffs and a bunch of people will lose their job, and then you see on their social like they still have posts going out that are like positive and happy, and I just think like, oh, maybe you should have paused that
for a minute. Definitely. Yeah, I think ones like that in particular, maybe leave it a little bit longer for sure.
Yeah, just because exactly.
It can be so insensitive as well, and not even meaning to be, like, that's why that's what I mean with that tip, just remember to pause, because that's one of the worst things that can happen, is that that post goes out and then you're like, oh god, that looks really positive. You know, especially if it was something like a promotion post or something like that, or a birthday, and that's gone out just after the negative one.
Exactly. Emma has actually a good comment here. She says, whenever my company gets ready to announce big news, whether positive or negative, I sit down with the teams involved and think of every crazy question that someone may ask and prep responses as much as possible for in-person questions or social comments, which has helped so much. I love that. Yeah, just kind of sitting down and brainstorming, like, what could someone ask us, like positive and negative. I love that idea.
Yeah, I really like that. That's really proactive thinking. Really good.
Awesome. Well, I think that is all the questions we have here today. But thank you so much for joining us. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for meeting with us today. And thank you for giving us so many amazing pieces of information and tips and tricks. And I know I feel like more prepared. If I were to encounter a crisis right now, I feel definitely more prepared. So thank you so much. And I hope you and everyone who's joined us today enjoys the rest of Halloween today.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Bye, everyone.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.